Hi, I'm W2P Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Drew Hill, the newest member, Teo, and of course, we all remember Cisco, who's the
hey,
Drew
hey.
Hey, guys. Drew Hill is coming to Howard Theater Saturday. Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us, man.
All right, this first one, let's throw it out to Cisco. Just talk sort of a little bit how special it is to play at Howard Theater, why it's sort of, like a historic spot.
Historic Howard Theater. Well, first and foremost, it's actually the way I believe they just recently renovated. It's just like really gorgeous in there. But the sound, like musically, it's like a really great sounding room. And ironically, when we come this time, we're actually filming one of Oprah's shows. So, you guys will be on camera if you're coming to see Drew Hill this weekend at the Howard Theater.
Explain that. What sort of show is Oprah? What's she got going on?
I believe it's the Where Are They Now show. They said they just did Boys in last week. They're doing myself and Drew Hill this weekend. And so, we're basically going to be there. It's a lot of, we got a couple of surprises. We switched the show up. We do the best we can to keep our show fresh from year to year. And, man, we got a couple of surprises in store, especially since we're going to be filming on TV. So, you guys definitely don't want to miss this 20th anniversary Drew Hill show at the Howard Theater.
That's so cool. Take me back sort of to the early days, because a lot of folks might not even realize you're right from around here. You guys, you founded the group in Baltimore.
Absolutely.
A lot of us would go to Oriole games. We'd stop by the Inner Harbor, and we'd see guys singing at the Fudge Factory. You guys started that tradition, right? Tell me about the Fudgery.
The Fudgery is closed today. they should have let us invest in the company, but they still have a couple around America in different cities. But the one in Baltimore is no longer around. But we used to, that was like kind of our minimum wage job. Instead of working at McDonald's, we used to sing and make candy. I know it's like a short joke coming in there somewhere.
No,
I Keebler elves and let me.
You said Keebler elves, not me. Yeah, let's keep that. Oh, that's fantastic. So, were you guys a group at the time? Like, or did you, or was that when the first time you guys sang together, or was it vice versa?
Oh no, we actually kind of came together as a group in high school around the city of Baltimore. We did several local talent shows. We won the Apollo Theater, and we performed a lot at Howard University, because our business partner used to was actually alumni from Howard. So some of our first opportunities to perform in front of a big crowd was us as R&B singers opening for like a lot of hip hop shows, which, as wasn't really easy. If you're coming to see a hip hop show, the last thing you want to do is see some group crooning. But that was kind of where we kind of got our chops and was able to kind of make those crowds kind of feel us even before we had a song on the radio. So that was a great practice. Thanks a lot, DC. You guys were definitely something. If it was, let's put it in like a montage of like a Rocky movie, like when he went to Russia and had to work out before he fought Drago.
Yeah,
that was definitely how it was performing in DC.
DC was your, they hit the music and you're running around up the climbing the mountains and screaming Drago. All right.
Hey. Right. Well, hey, it's another word for dragon. That's what my fans call me. So, hey,
there you go.
Full circle.
Unleash the Drago.
Unleash the Drago.
Oh, I can hear it echoing right now. Awesome. Well, I know you, Cisco. Do you mind just? I'll ask you one more, and then I know you got to leave with your. You said you're taking your daughter to a movie, and then maybe
my son.
Your son. Then maybe Teo. You still there?
He's in the gym. You gonna make that weight fall on him.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was gonna cut you loose and go to him, but if he's not talking, then we'll just keep going with you. It's okay.
No, I'm here. My bad.
Oh,
somebody
no.
Was calling my phone. I couldn't unmute.
It's okay. It's okay. All right. I'll ask one more for you, Cisco, and then you can hop, and then I'll go to Tao.
All right, my friend.
All right. You know what I'm going to, I got to ask you about when you went solo. Why are we still singing the thong song every time? Every club still plays that. Every time I go out, I still hear that. Why is it still so relevant?
Yeah, I think he might have
He might have dropped off. It's okay. It's all right. I got
Maybe I can answer that for him.
All right.
I mean, you know, like at the end of the day, you know, when it comes to the guys, you know, what's not to like about a song? So, I mean, you know, when that comes on, and, you know, obviously the girls love it, so the guys love it. That's how it works.
Yeah. So, Tao, what was it like joining these guys? First of all, how recently did you join them?
Back in 2008.
2008. Okay, okay. And where you did you grow up in Baltimore, too, or are you from somewhere else?
Well, I'm from the same area. I'm from Annapolis, Maryland,
right.
Which is a half an hour away from Baltimore. You should know where it is. I'm next to D.C., too.
Yeah, man. I grew up in Frederick, so I know all this stuff. We're good to go. What? Do you know what high school that they met in?
No, that I do not. I know two of the members went to the same high school, and the other two went to another high school. So
okay,
I wouldn't know.
I'm sure I could look that up. How about you, sir? Where in Annapolis did you go to school?
Good old Annapolis High School, man.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
So did you grow up? Did you grow up listening to Drew Hill like the rest of us?
Of course I did. It's funny because the story I always tell is the one. Where, you know, I was, like, around the time Tell Me came out, I was just getting my license. And I just so happened to be taking my driver test when Tell Me came on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was already blown away, you know, because when they first came out, you know, everybody kind of thought it was Jodeci or whatever. Like, you know, it kind of had the same similar sound, but it wasn't. It was new, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I can always remember saying to myself, well, they sound good, but if they had a top note, because, you know, I sing the high note. So if they had that top note, if I could just do it in that group one time, you know, I think I could do it. And then years later, it happened. So, I mean, you know, I guess, you know, dreams do come true.
That's awesome. And is this, I assume the Howard Theater is part of a larger tour of you guys touring?
No, Howard Theater, is we do it every year. And every year they continue to invite us back. I mean, we enjoy, you know, being home and, you know, just enjoying the experience of Howard Theater. There's always big love when we come to D.C., so we're pretty apt to come and do our thing, man.
Do you find, does the whole crowd, you know, when you guys go into some of the, you know, like the old hits like In My Bed or Never Make a Promise, How Deep Is Your Love, all that stuff, is the whole place just, do they know the words by heart? Are they just singing along with you guys?
Oh, man. It's just one big sing-along from the intro to the outro, man. I mean, you know, it's amazing. And especially for me, I can't speak for the other guys, but, you know, for me being new and me being a part of something so iconic and seeing that, you know, the people singing every last song. And, I mean, we don't even really hit on all of the songs all of the time. So, you know, we might switch it up every now and again, but even when we switch it up, they're right there singing every last song word for word, man. So it's definitely a good feeling. And once again, like I said, when we're home, I mean, it's just always big love, man.
Awesome. As it should be. All right. Let's go through the rest of, you know, all the guys in the group with you. Tell me something about, you know, what's Cisco like behind the scenes?
Well, one thing about it is, you know, if you really get to know him, you know, a lot of people just know him, you know, through the music and, you know, through seeing him on TV and stuff. But once you really get to know him, man, you really realize what a great person he is, man. You know, when I first met him, you know, ever since the day I met him, he's always been a guy that, you know, he would give you the shirt off his back. And not a lot of people would do that, you know. He's a very caring person, man. Real good dude, man. I mean, despite what everybody else, you know, would think, you know, the media can make you look crazy.
Right.
But, man, he's the most honest, you know, guy I know. And like I said, he's the most giving and loving person, man. I can't explain it.
That's awesome. How about Nokio? What does he bring to the group?
Nokio is just he bring that edge, man. Nokio is the guy that'll do the things that won't nobody else do. And I mean, I can't really say what that is because we are always surprised. So just expect the unexpected with Nokio.
All right, sounds good. And what about Jazz?
Well, you know, Jazz, man, you know, that's the teddy bear right there, man. You know, if you can look for anything, man, he going to come and he going to sing the house down, man. One of my favorite singers in the world, man. And Jazz is actually, I met him first, you know what I'm saying? He's one of my best friends, you know what I'm saying? I've known him for a long time now. But
okay.
Get ready for a good show, man, because it's definitely about to go down.
All right, we're excited. All right, we'll let you get back to your workout, man. I hear the plates clanking in the background, so throw some on there.
Oh, yeah,
and start.
You know.
All right, man, go get jacked for Howard Theater so you're looking swole when you walk in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I gotta stay up, you know, and so I can breathe when we do Felt Me. You know, that's not too easy, man.
Exactly. You gotta be in good shape. All right, thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Take it easy. All right, everybody, that's Drew Hill. Cisco calling us from the movie theater with his son, and Teo calling us from in the weight room, as you can tell. They're coming to Howard Theater on Saturday, so check it out.